Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show on the dial where geek meets chic. Not only do we cover all the stylish tech toys around, like sleek digital cameras, fashionable phones, and flat panel TVs, but everything is discussed in plain English and with none of that confusing technical jargon. So, even if your VCR is still blinking 12 o'clock, this show is for you. Actually, even if you still have a VCR, you'll still enjoy Tech Talk and understand it all. I showed my kids the other day a videotape, I think for the first time, and they were very surprised about how big it was and how it worked. I explained there's like a tape inside that rewinds. They were like looking at me like, you're kidding, right? Anyhow, boy, have times changed. All right, well, Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft Streets and Trips 2009 with GPS Locator, a convenient traveling companion for an upcoming road trip. The number one best-selling travel and mapping software is now even better with accurate driving directions for Canada and the U.S., millions of points of interest, and you can hear the names of the streets read aloud, too. Visit Microsoft.ca for more info on Streets and Trips 2009 with GPS Locator. So every few months or so, on Tech Talk, we take a look at the hottest websites on the internet. But instead of me telling you where you should go online, I like to turn the mic over to you so you can call in with your favorite places to surf to and why. Okay, so I might squeeze a few of my current favorites in there as well, but I like to hear where you're going. There's something about hearing a website via word of mouth that makes it so much better than just reading an article about some fancy new website or hearing about it on a TV show. I love when someone, you know, emails me or calls me and says, oh, Mark, you got to check out this website, or emails me a link to it. So that's what we want to do today. I want to ask you, what's your current favorite website and why? And yes, it can be your own website that you want to plug. But of course, you must tell the GTA why this is a great site to check out. Now, also, this is what we do every few months, and it's an incredibly popular show, if my email is any indication, and here's why. Rather than you writing down every website that we're talking about, unless you want to, unless you're at home and you're able to do it, but if you're driving or if you just don't have the patience for the whole hour to write down every cool website, simply email me anytime after the show or this week. My email address is techtalk@cfrb.com. Just say, Mark, give me the list of those websites for me, and I will reply with a long list of every website that we talk about on today's show. It'll simply be the link, not an explanation on why it's cool or anything like that, but it'll be the long list of websites that we talk about today, so you don't have to write them down. All you have to remember is, actually two things you have to remember today's show. One is my email address, techtalk@cfrb.com, if you want the list. And the second thing you're going to have to remember is a password, phrase that you're going to have to say if you want to win our grand prize. But I'll tell you about that in a moment. So you may want to write down the grand prize and my email address, techtalk@cfrb.com. But to have your say, to give us your favorite websites on the air today, simply call us at 416-872-1010. Toll free, 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the Toronto area. Or simply punch in *8255 on your cell phone. It's also free. That's *talk*, *TALK. And give us a call. Tell us what your favorite website is and why. And you'll not only share it with the rest of the GTA, but be eligible for one of two prizes. The first one, we're giving away a video game for the Xbox 360. Dwayne's nodding. He's an Xbox 360 owner, as am I. If you are the last caller before 12:30, you will win Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. This was designed by Rare, the company Rare in the UK. It's got 100 different challenges, 6 different worlds. This is from the veteran game makers, Rare, and it's called Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. It's a fun game rated E10, so designed for players 10 and older. And even if you're a little bit older, it's really just comic mischief and cartoon violence is what the warning is. So Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts is yours, a $40 prize, the last caller before 12:30. And everybody else, including that winner, is going to be eligible for a call back at the end of the show if you have your say on Tech Talk this hour. And if you answer the secret phrase, you'll win our grand prize today just before 1 p.m. It's Adobe Photoshop Element 7 and Adobe Premiere Element 7. This is award-winning photo editing software and video editing software valued at $190. between the two. So that will be yours if you're the lucky person we call back just before 1 p.m. All you have to do is tell us your favorite website on the air. Your name goes into a hat. We call somebody back randomly just before 1 p.m. Say the secret phrase, which I'll tell you what it is in a moment. And you've won Adobe Premiere Elements 7 and Photoshop Elements 7, valued at $189.99. Here is the secret phrase today if we call you back. Do not say hello. Answer the phone with this. Worldwide wow, I won on Tech Talk. Get it? Talking about the World Wide Web today. Worldwide wow, I won on Tech Talk, and that $190 prize pack is yours. All right. Oh, before I forget, after the 12:30 break, we're going to take a bit of a detour and chat on the phone with a tax software expert, Joanne Birch from U-File. She works with Dr. Tax Software, the company that makes the U-File software. And we're going to just have a quick chat after 12:30 about tax software and why you might want to consider using the website or the software that you would buy at retail to file your taxes this year and all the benefits for going for doing it yourself with tax software like U-File. That's going to be after 12:30. But for now, I want to hear from you, your favorite websites and why. 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. Let's keep those questions related to your favorite website and why, and you'll be eligible for our prizes. And again, you don't have to write these all down. Simply email me anytime after the show or tomorrow or Tuesday, techtalk@cfrb.com, and I will write you back with a long list of all the websites we discussed on the air. Let's start with Rashid in Hamilton. Hi, Rashid. Thanks for calling today.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I like Expedia.ca. I have very good experience.
Expedia, and that's Expedia.ca, the Canadian version, and that's a travel website, right?
Yeah, exactly. Especially for hotel bookings and flights. I really appreciate hotels. I prefer every time hotel when I book Toronto or any other areas.
So why do you use Expedia.ca? Does it have the best prices? Is it easy
Exactly.
Okay.
Very best prices.
So what do you walk us through how it works? You go to Expedia.ca, then you type in where you want to go, like let's say the Caribbean or Mexico, and it'll tell you what the cheapest flights are and if you want hotel rates as well.
Also the comments from the person who stayed there is like a good comments.
Oh, so like reviews from people. Yeah, that's very important, right? Because the hotel website is only going to, of course, say good things about its own hotel. But you can read reviews from people that have stayed there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Rashid. Okay, Rashid is eligible for a callback just before 1 p.m. He may win Adobe Photoshop Elements 7 and Adobe Premiere Elements 7. The bundle is worth $190. Anybody who gets on the air is eligible for that callback just before 1 p.m. Let's go to Jennifer in Toronto. Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Mark. Thank you. Yes, I'd like to mention teachersnet.com.
TeachersNet, so teachers plural.
That's correct.
Net.com. What can you do there? What can you see here?
All kinds of things on teacher for classroom teachers, classroom management, which is a huge issue, insights from other teachers on how they've done it, lesson plans, all kinds of things like that.
Okay, so it's designed for educators then.
That's correct.
Okay, great. And is it free to use or do you have to pay a subscription?
It is free to use.
Okay, teachersnet.com. I'm sure there are many teachers and professors listening right now that could use that site. Jennifer, I just put you back on hold. Sarah's going to get your phone number to make sure you're eligible for a call back after, about 5 minutes to one or so at the end of this show. And we have that other prize as well. If you're an Xbox 360 owner and you want a free game, Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts from Microsoft Game Studios and Rare, the company that made it, that will go to the last caller before 12:30. So we are going to take a short break. When we return, going back to the lines to hear your favorite websites and why, and I'll share a few of my faves as well. But right now, the time is 12:17. Let's check in with the CFRB All-Day Traffic Center. You know, Sarah Rice, our screener, is probably cursing my name right about now. She's frantically typing in all your favorite websites and getting your phone numbers to be eligible for that callback at the end of the show. On today's Tech Talk, it's all about the best of the web. You tell us, you tell me and the rest of the GTA what your favorite website is and why. And hey, with the economy being what it is, a lot of us are staying home more and seeking entertainment on the internet. And there's some fantastic websites out there that can entertain you for hours on end for nothing more than the cost of your monthly internet connection. So I also mentioned Sarah's, anybody who gets their favorite website on the air today is eligible for a callback. Sarah's going to grab your number randomly randomly call you at the end of the show. And if you answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is worldwide wow, I won on Tech Talk, you've got Adobe Photoshop Elements 7 and Premiere Elements 7. Photoshop Elements 7 and Premiere Elements 7. And this is award-winning photo editing software and video editing software. You can even upload your videos right to YouTube, one of my favorite websites. And this is valued at $190. And it's yours just for answering the phone and saying that secret phrase towards 1 p.m. We also have a video game to give away just before 12:30. And after 12:30, we're going to chat with U-File on the phone. We're going to hear a little bit about this new version of the tax software. Jam-packed show today, but it's the best of the web on Tech Talk. Let's hear from you. Your favorite websites and why. And it's okay if they're your own website, if you want to plug. Just give us a good reason why we should visit there. 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. Let's go to Noah in Vaughan. Hey, Noah, thanks for calling today.
Hi.
Hi there.
Today I'm a part of a website called mockpages.com.
Mockpages.com, okay.
Yeah, where you can share all your Lego creations with everybody, whoever wants to go on the website.
Oh, that's awesome. And that's M-O-C. Pages.com. Yeah. What does that stand for?
My own creation.
Ah, thank you for teaching us something today, Noah. How old are you?
10.
And how long have you been using the internet? You could probably teach mom and dad a few things, huh?
About 5 years.
Oh, yeah. And you're good with the mouse?
Yep.
Awesome. Noah, thank you for that wonderful recommendation, and you are eligible to win that software at the end of the show. There you go, mockcreations.com. If your kids, your grandkids create things with Lego, you can share photos and videos with other Lego fanatics on the internet in a safe environment at mockpages.com. Let's go to Ali in Burlington. Hi, Ali.
Hi, I wanted to mention two websites.
Sure.
Dig.com, D-I-G-G.com.
Yeah, dig.com. This is kind of also the sort of the best of the net. If you like an article, you can dig it, and then it shares it with somebody else, right? Dig with two G's .com.
Yeah. Another website, of course, is CFRB's website.
Uh-huh.
Where you can earn reward points just by listening. So.
Okay, well, you got the brownie points today, Ali, for recommending CFRB, and thank you very much. And you can also listen to the show live on the internet. Even if you travel, you can listen to Tech Talk and all your favorite CFRB radio personalities anywhere in the world that you've got an internet connection. A lot of folks are still not aware of that. So that's a great thing about CFRB's website. Before we go to the next caller, let me share a couple of my favorites. So I mentioned YouTube earlier. I'm sure you've been to this website, YouTube.com. Dwayne Bishop, our tech op, says it's also his favorite. This website has literally tens of millions of videos that you can watch, whether it's an old Three Stooges episode or a funny homemade video with your kids dancing and singing along to a favorite song, like a High School Musical play that they're putting on, to classic music videos. Every day, my three kids are on my lap at some point in front of the PC, and they love going to YouTube, regardless of what they're into. So right now, my daughter's into like the Littlest Pet Shop toys from Hasbro, so she watches other kids role-playing with Littlest Pet Shop toys and making up little fun stories. And my daughter likes me videotaping her do that with her toys as well. My sons are into music videos. We watch videos from the 80s, and I just showed them a little bit of a scary one, though. Rockwell's Somebody's Watching Me. Yeah, I totally didn't remember that it was scary. I should maybe exercise better judgment. But they loved it, of course, because Michael Jackson wrote it and sings in the chorus. So, point being, YouTube is a great time waster because it's free and you can find literally everything. So that's one of my favorite websites, YouTube.com. You know what? We have time for one quick call before the next break, and it'll also be the winner of our software, of our game, rather. And that's Rick from Mississauga, won Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Rick, what's your favorite website and why?
My current favorite is iGoogle.
Okay, so it's the letter I, Google, right.
Yes, iGoogle gathers up all the Google programs and puts them available on that one site. I can go to YouTube, which is owned by Google. I can go to cloud computing by using Google Documents. I can have my weather showing up there in RSS feed. I can have news showing up there in RSS feed.
So
I can have the listings of the radio stations and movies in my area.
So it's highly customizable. You choose what you like, whether you're into
Absolutely.
Sports or videos or weather for your city. So it makes it relevant to you, and you make that your homepage, and you've got everything at your fingertips.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you, Rick, and congrats. I put you on hold. Tell you how to pick up that video game. So that's iGoogle.com, the letter I, Google.com. Great recommendations. We're going to continue this chat. Well, what we're going to do is take a break now, chat with you, File, on the phone. We're going to have Joanne chat with us about the newest in tax software. You're going to want to listen in on that. And then we'll resume our conversation about great websites and, of course, get ready to give away our grand prize. So stick with us. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is brought to you by Microsoft Streets and Trips 2009 with GPS, a convenient traveling companion for an upcoming road trip. The number one best-selling travel and map software is now even better with accurate driving directions for Canada and the U.S., millions of points in interest like hotels and restaurants, and you can hear the names of the streets read aloud as well. Visit Microsoft.ca for more info on Streets and Trips 2009 with GPS. Well, today on Tech Talk, it's all about the best of the web, your favorite websites and why. We've got some prizes to give away, but we're going to take a bit of a detour for a few moments and chat with Joanne Birch from YouFile to talk with us about tax software. And she's joining us on the line right now. Hi, Joanne. Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Thank you for your time. So you're with Dr. Tax Software, the makers of YouFile, and that's the letter U, F-I-L-E. Why don't you first tell us why tax software? Why should we do it ourselves compared to taking it to an accountant or an H&R Block kind of thing? And just give us an idea of what you can do with YouFile.
Well, YouFile is the most economically priced tax program on the market, and it can do any kind of tax return. That makes it a great choice for anyone with access to a computer. The YouFile program has an RRSP calculator that you can use to determine what the best RRSP contribution for you is this year.
And is YouFile.ca, is it a website? You do this on the internet, or do you have to buy a disk at retail?
YouFile.ca is a tax program that's on the internet and fully interactive. Your data is saved on our secure servers. But we also have a program that works in exactly the same way, in the sense that the interface is the same, the way that you input your information is the same. And that program, called YouFile for Windows, is installed on your computer and available at Future Shop and Best Buy or at our website.
Okay. And how many returns can you prepare with YouFile software? Because I know that there are some other competing software solutions as well.
Sure. YouFile.ca, the online program, you can do a single return, a return for yourself and your spouse. So there are two pricing levels. But the unique thing about the YouFile program online is that you can also prepare your dependents' tax returns as an integral part of your own return, and there's no charge for those, which is, as I say, it's a unique feature of YouFile. You're not paying for every return.
Right, because I know that with some products, if you make less than a certain amount, then it's also free if you want to prepare their returns as well.
That's correct.
Okay.
We're talking online programs. You can, with YouFile, you can prepare returns for anyone with income under $20,000.
Right.
For free, you can prepare your return on FreeFile Friday, which is coming right up if you're 60 years of age or older. FreeFile Friday allows you to go in and get a free tax return. You don't have to file that day. You just accept the offer that day. And, of course, YouFile.ca is available for free for students, anyone with a post-secondary tuition that is paid, regardless of their income level.
Some of our listeners on Tech Talk, despite the show's name, aren't very technical. They are sometimes overwhelmed with software installation and menus and what have you. How easy is YouFile.ca or the software that you buy in the store? How easy is it to use?
Mm-hmm. YouFile for Windows is as easy as any other software to install. And YouFile Online simply requires that you create a username and password, which you save and use from year to year to year.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very easy to access. To use the software itself, it's extremely easy. What we've done is created a an interview setup so that you create a customized interview for yourself, and then you basically walk yourself through your own interview. You know best what kind of income you have and what kind of deductions you might be, not deductions, but expenses you might be reporting.
Mm-hmm.
And the program basically walks you through all of those. It's extremely easy to use. And then, of course, walks you through the process of net filing your return, which will ensure that you get the fastest possible tax refund.
We're chatting with Joanne Birch from ufile.ca. She's with Dr. Tax Software, the producers of Ufile, the website, as well as the software that you could buy at retail. Now, Joanne, you brought up an interesting thing. So when you're done preparing your return, you can file it online. And I'd like you to tell our listeners what the advantage is for is of that. Maybe you get a return quicker. But if you want, you can also print it off and hand it in as well, right?
Absolutely, and that applies to both the online program and the program that you install on your desktop. So, and with that, you can produce a tax return, again, to net file to the government. You could print that return and file it if you prefer not to net file, and you can save it as an electronic PDF or Adobe file that you can store on your desktop for future reference.
And how long, on average, does it take to get a return when you file electronically?
Electronic filing is the fastest way to get a tax return. So net filing is one of the key points about it.
Mm-hmm.
8 to 10 days, you've got your check coming back in the mail, or you could have direct deposit with the CRA.
Mm-hmm. We had some friends over last night for dinner, Joanne, and the husband, a friend of mine. I was telling him what the show was about today, and he said that he loves Ufile because he can import last year's information and produce a new return very quickly, because a lot of the things are the same. You know, you're toying with some of the numbers, but some things are a constant. So it's fair to say then that if you like using Ufile every year when you prepare a new return, it can actually go faster every year.
Well, yes, because the program does remember things that are likely to recur, like your address, hopefully your spouse.
you never know these days.
Yeah.
Right,
your
I hear you.
Dependents and so on. All of that information resides within the program, again, regardless of which modality you use.
All right. Well, thanks, Joanne. Can you just tell us the price to use ufile.ca, and then if you want the Windows offline version to buy at retail, how much that costs?
Ufile.ca starts at $15.95, and then for a husband and wife or a couple, it is $24.95. The desktop program starts at retail at $19.99. So it's a very economically priced, the best priced product out there today.
And it's a write-off, too.
Well,
for many of us, it is.
Every little bit counts.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Joanne.
That's been a pleasure.
Appreciate it. Have a good Sunday. That's
thank
Joanne
you
Birch.
Much,
thank you. Joanne Birch calling in from Oakville. She's with Dr. Tax Software and ufile.ca. So now for the rest of the show, we're going to go back to our theme, which is great websites. I mean, sometimes you stumble upon something on the internet, maybe it's by accident or by word of mouth, and you just love it. So you can add it as a favorites or a bookmark to your browser so you can visit it easier. And of course, you're compelled to tell your friends and family about it. And that's what we're doing today. We're sharing our favorite websites and why. As a little thank you, you're eligible for a callback at the end of the show. Answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is worldwide wow. I won on Tech Talk, and you'll get Adobe's Photoshop Element 7 and Premiere Element 7. These are award-winning photo and video editing software packages that are very powerful yet intuitive to use, and it's a combined value of $190. And that's just for calling in with your favorite websites. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. Well, we got to take another break, and we will return with the calls again, the callers. It's now, though, 1240. Let's check in with the CFRB All-Day Traffic Center. For those who have called in with their favorite websites and are sitting on hold, I appreciate your patience. We took a bit of a diversion and spoke with Ufile about their newest tax version, tax software, new version of it, 2009. So let's go back to the lines now and chat with the listeners about their favorite websites and why. Let me share one of mine. A lot of listeners know that I'm a huge fan of old-time radio, you know, the old Jack Benny shows and Inner Sanctum, the CBS Radio Mystery Theater, Lux Radio Theater. I'm a fan of these old radio dramas, and I listen to them on my portable media player. And there's a website where you can download thousands and thousands of free episodes, including complete collections. It's called archive.org, archive.org. You can download free old-time radio shows that you can listen to on your computer. You can burn a DVD and listen to it through your DVD player, because they can probably read MP3s, or copy it over to your Zune, your iPod, your portable media player that you love, and listen to it on the go. It's kind of like books on tape, but great stuff. And I'm a fan in particular of the horror and sci-fi episodes and sort of murder mystery. Love these shows. And I love stumbling upon a new series that I've never heard of before. There's a series produced by the CBC in the early 80s called Nightfall that I had never heard of. So it's not really old-time radio, semi-new, somewhat contemporary, and really creepy stuff. So if you like Twilight Zones and horror movies and things like that, Nightfall is an episode, is a series of shows that you can download 100 of them for free at archive.org. And if you prefer not to download them all and you want them all on a disc, you can buy them inexpensively from otrcat.com. We have him on, John from otrcat.com. We have him on Tech Talk a couple times a year. He sells complete series on discs for only $5 a pop. So otrcat.com, if you like old-time radio shows and would like to bring them into the 21st century, or if you want to just download free episodes, archive.org. Why are they free? Well, a lot of this happened before all the copyright laws. You know, the old-time radio shows were big in the 40s and 50s and things like that. But I want to hear from you, your favorite websites and why. Don't forget, we've got that great prize to give away soon. Let's go to Ken in Burlington. Thanks for holding on, Ken.
Hey, Mark. Yeah, one of my favorite sites out there, of course, you know, YouTube and all the big ones, but I love howstuffworks.com.
Awesome site.
Pretty much, it's incredible. I mean, anything, like say you're in conversation with somebody, it could be about the structure of the U.S. government to how nuclear fusion works. And if you type it in, you look it up, it gives like a brief overview, and then you can kind of go step by step. And you can get into, you know, obviously it's got more links to even more in-depth information. But I find it's incredible. Anything that I, you know, holy mackerel, at my age, I should kind of know that. You look it up, boom, you've got like a good kind of general working knowledge of it.
Yeah, I love how it's all in plain English. And, you know, and there's no shortage of categories and topics to choose from. So thank you for that recommendation, Ken. I love that site as well. It's howstuffworks.com. And you can impress your friends with some pretty cool facts. Let's go to Laura in Toronto. Hey, Laura.
Well, actually, we pulled the old switcheroo on you. Laura had to disappear. We're at the home show down here. So.
Oh, okay, good.
The website she was talking about was Club Penguin. It's for the kids.
Club Penguin, yeah, and it's now owned by Disney, I understand, but it's a Canadian site, though.
Well, I don't know where it's from, but yes, it is owned by Disney, and it's great for the kids. They can create their own little penguin and play games and do a whole bunch of different activities and stuff like that, and then they basically earn coins and stuff like that, and then they spend it on different things for their penguin.
That sounds great. So you don't need to buy like a plush animal first, like you do with Webkinz.
It's not like Webkinz
right.
or anything like that. That's
right.
correct.
Got it. So clubpenguin.com. Sorry, what was that?
You can become a member if you want, and it unlocks a couple of extra little things, but you can play it, and it's not absolutely necessary.
Okay, so it's free for the most part.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, thanks. Have fun at the home show.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, cheers.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that's clubpenguin.com. And here's a great one for young kids. My kids certainly love them from ages, I'd say, 18 months to about 4 or 5, and it's called uptoten.com, uptoten.com. It's an Australian website with more than 1,000 animated games and songs and activities. That's really fun. It stars two characters, Buwa and Koala, and this is based on they're TV show characters in Australia. They're not here, but great site with tons and tons of free content. If you're looking for a digital babysitter, it's a lot of fun. Uptoten.com, and you'll find even the parents will walk around singing these silly songs as well, as my wife Kelly and I did for a few years. So uptoten.com is also great if you've got young ones, youngins in the house. Let's go to Lynn in Scarborough.
Good afternoon, Mark. Hi, Lynn. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I find it really informative. And I just wanted to tell you about my best friend's website, who actually is my husband. And I just thought since Valentine's Day was just passed, my husband is the only one in Toronto who can actually play live music for your wedding and become your DJ. And his website is Edge, like his last name is Edge, like the edge of a table, edgemusic.ca. And this way you can go through the website, see what he can offer in live music, playing the grand piano or bringing this keyboard, and then be your DJ for the whole wedding. And there's pictures of bride and grooms, very multicultural, and you can take a look at it.
That's wonderful. Lynn, what's your husband's name?
His name is Ken Edge.
Ken, okay, so it's edgemusic.ca.
Edgemusic.ca.
Great. And, you know, I've been to, thank you very much for the suggestion, I've been to weddings where they've had both a DJ and a band, and this is a good way of, you know, probably saving a few bucks. That's very nice that she's calling in as well. Edgemusic.ca. We're going to take a short break, return back to the lines, couple more of your favorite websites and why, and, of course, give away our grand prize, Photoshop Elements 7 and Adobe Premiere Elements 7 for those who love to take photos or shoot video or both. And we'll be right back with more Tech Talk. Stick with us. Put that pen away. You don't need it this hour. If you want a list of all the websites that we've discussed since 12 noon, then just email me, techtalk@cfrb.com. You can remember that one, techtalk@cfrb.com, and I'll write you back. Honest. I'll send you a list of every website we discussed this hour, and it'll save you a hand cramp. So let's go back to the lines before we give away our grand prize. Let's see if we can get another site or two in there. Grant in Toronto. Hi, Grant.
Hi, Mark.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, Mark, I'd like to suggest the Toronto Brewers Trail Club's website. If you'd like to just get out of town on a great hike with a fine bunch of people, just look at the website and you'll see a whole bunch of opportunities, bus, car, and city hikes as well. And they're all free. You have to pay $20 for a bus round trip, but still, and there's a good selection all the time there, all year round. So I just think it's a great opportunity to get the heck out of the city and get onto a nice trail.
And get some exercise, right?
And exercise.
TorontoBruceTrailClub.org. Got
right.
It. Talk about a hand cramp. All right. TorontoBruceTrailClub.org. You'll have to type that into your web browser just once, because then every time you visit it after that, if you've got a browser like Internet Explorer, you simply start typing Toronto Bruce and it'll fill in the rest. After that, it'll remember some of the sites you visited in the past. Let's go to John in Norville. Hey, John, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, Mark.
Thanks for calling.
My favorite website is IGN.com.
IGN. Internet Gaming Network or something like that?
Yeah, I believe so.
And so for video games, right?
Yeah, games, movies, and TV. It's everything entertainment.
Right, so that's a good place for reviews, so you know what to spend your hard-earned money on.
Yeah, reviews, previews, awards, and articles. And
great. What's your favorite video game right now?
My favorite video game is probably Halo 3.
Halo 3?
Yes.
I don't know if you sound 17. You're supposed to be 17. Busted, John. Gotcha.
Yeah,
all righty.
I love that.
Okay. I'm gonna thank you for your call. I got him on the air, didn't I? That's a rated M game, my friend. Okay, it's a fun game nevertheless. Halo 3. Mom and Dad, maybe they were listening and they'll rethink what they're letting little John play. All right, the time is now 12:55. We got to call you back if you had your favorite website on the air. Answer the phone with our secret phrase and you've won our grand prize. So let's start some dialing. Please pick a number randomly and let's see if we can give this thing away. Another great website to check out, especially given tonight's show, Oscars.org. You can see trailers for all the big films, Oscars.org. All right. Will they remember the secret phrase? Will they answer the phone?
Hello?
Oh, sorry, dear. We got to go to the next caller. Don't look at me like that. We did the same the other week. No boo-hoo. They know the rules. And it's not fair. What if we gave them the prize?
We're sorry, the number
and somebody listening is saying, hey, that's not fair. They were supposed to say the secret phrase. I'll take this moment now to thank our sponsor once again. It's Microsoft Streets and Trips 2009 with GPS Locator. Learn more about this award-winning GPS package at Microsoft.ca. Both Dwayne and Sarah are frantically trying to dial a number. How many CFRB employees does it take to dial a phone number? A minimum of two. Oh, come on now, Sarah. All right, let's see if they remember the secret phrase. Oh, boy. How ironic. The show is called Tech Talk. We can't dial a phone number? Bust in your chops, Dwayne. Let's see if they remember the phrase. And we have to say thank you. And don't forget to listen to CFRB coming up because we've got the Buddha Lounge. Oh, no. One more time, dudes. Let's go. Again, you want a list of all these websites, email me, techtalk@cfrb.com, and I will email you a list of all the websites. And let's try to give away this prize. Enter the music again.
Wow, World Wide Web. I heard it on Mark Salzman.
Yay. That's enough. That's enough. Congrats. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I usually ask you who you are and what your favorite website was, but we don't have time. I put you on hold. We'll tell you how to how you can redeem your prize from our friends at Adobe. Again, thanks for everybody. Thanks for listening today to Tech Talk. Stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.